right, man.
There we go. Take three, huh?
Yeah, after some difficulties.
It's all good, man.
It's
thank
okay.
You.
Now we got the audio going.
Yes, sir.
We're good.
We're good. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Super all right. Stoked to be here.
So this is Jacob from the podcast Basement Dweller.
Hello, hello.
Go check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, we're all on, it's under, I like to make it as confusing as possible. Our actual name is Basement, the Basement Dweller Podcast, but on everything we're Basement Dweller Productions. I had this weird like golem mentality of there was like five or six like the Basement Dwellers on YouTube. But after 2021, I officially beat them all in viewership and videos. So I was like I kind of wish I didn't rebrand it, but now, because like now none of them post. Like, yeah. And then you have a big, this dude, I don't watch him, it's called, like, The Basement. But, yeah, so it's Basement Dweller Productions, technically, but we go by The Basement Dweller Podcast. And I was so stoked. Like, I love, like, any opportunity. I could do this every day, like, to be on others. One of the big themes of my show is just, like, COVID sucked, and we had to all start to do shit during it. And that's, I'm sure that's when you started yours, right? Because you've been at this for, what, like, four-ish
kind
years?
Kind of. COVID had nothing to do with it. Mm. Me and my buddy Kevin wanted to start a podcast, and we started one called The Kevin and Spencer Show. And this was when I was, I think I was going to Crass, or like, I was going to Crass, or it was like right before I was going to Crass. Mm-hmm. I was already deciding to go to an audio school, but we started this show about like politics, and we wanted to just do like a politics show every week. And we decided we didn't want to write that much. It takes a lot of pre-production to do a news show.
Absolutely.
About global politics.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of just sound like an idiot if you don't really research every fucking day.
Dude, and especially that community, dude, will tear you a new ass, dude.
I know.
It's so great. But it's actually...
That part of that is fun, too, though. Like, that's the fun part. That you say shit that's, like, totally wrong. You're like, well, that was wrong.
I either have to double down immediately... or I will cave immediately.
Yeah.
Because I've had people be like, no, actually, you were wrong. This band performed this time. And who cares? But in my head, dude, I seethe. And I'm just like, you had to tell me that. Now I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I'm going to find you, Kevin Smith fan 2278. Like, you fucking. But for me, it started because I was already working from home. And so I wanted that outlet because. So, like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a radio host. That was the one thing I always wanted to be. I grew up with, like, you know, John Jay and Rich and then, like, Holmberg and, like, stuff like that. Howard
Stern.
Pretty
close.
Yeah, you know. And so, and then, you know, of course, like they exploded because of people, like, especially comedians were just, you know, you couldn't get enough of our opinions on Netflix specials. So now we're going to tell you every week. But, yeah, I was always obsessed with it. My problem and the thing I wanted to give you kudos for is how you're making it work in the audio perspective more than the video perspective, whereas I essentially did the fucking, I went like the cheap Amazon mics and like, so we got those two stimulus checks and then I just had a credit card burning a hole in my pocket. And dude, I fucking spent so much money like doing this. Cause
on video?
On everything, you know, it's like eventually everything. So I skimped on the mics and I was like, this sucks. And then like five episodes later, I got my Rode mics. Because I own the Rodecaster.
Yeah, you can get some good Rode mics.
Yeah, because I use the Rodecaster. And then I was the sucker that not only owned the Rodecaster, but I was pre-ordered for the Rodecaster Pro 2 for no reason.
So the Rodecaster is like the board, right?
Right.
That has like the faders on
right.
it?
Right, yeah. So if you look at my show, our Rodecaster is right in the between my co-host and I. Yeah.
I had the Tascam version. Mm. So I had the Tascam Mixcast 4, where it had like four inputs.
Yeah.
And two extra inputs. One of them was like some other input, and then one was Bluetooth. So you could literally just Bluetooth right to a fader.
Oh, yeah.
So you could take a phone call.
No, it's pretty sweet. And, that's why I did it. That. So, like, again, like, I grew up with, like, Jock Shock Radio. Like, to me, like, the dude, it's now time for the 6 a.m. Why? Like, as a kid, I was like, oh, it's so cool. Like, so, dude, I remember when we first bought it, my co-host and I, Christian, we got so fucking hammered and we were just playing around with like all like the sound buttons and stuff like that. It's got voice modulators. It's got everything, you know? And we found out like, dude, you could take phone calls on this thing. And so I was just calling people and I'm like, you're on with Jacob and Chris. We're all drunk, dude. It's like 11:30 at night. My mom's like, she's like, hello. And I was like, mom, hypothetical question. Like, it's just like, we were such menaces, dude. But honestly, like, if you ever get to the point where you can just sit down and talk and have the producer side be someone completely else, you owe it to yourself to at least try out that Rodecaster, dude. It is a one and all, like, and you can use it for streaming. You know, you can use it for, obviously, for the show. Like, yeah. I have a friend that does a college radio show out in somewhere in the fucking like Midwest. I don't remember where he goes, but he has like a radio show where he uses it. And it's just him. It's pretty sweet. So like when I see like you using OBS and using like a Yamaha, I'm like, that's a whole other language to me. Because I do everything externally.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, the reason I stopped using the Mixcaster is because I couldn't do what I wanted audio wise. Yeah. Like it was too like I had to go into a touchscreen menu to change the compressor settings.
Mm.
And it's like on the Yamaha, there's one dial and I know what that dial does. Mm-hmm. And I know what the curve already looks like. Mm-hmm. Just from the manufacturer manual, I know what the compressor setting looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So when I turn the dial, I know what it's doing, you know, on the and it's fast, you know. So like on the Mixcast, I would have to like go like, oh, input one, compressor setting, like, oh, noise gate setting, turn that off. Cause I do that in post anyways. Mm-hmm. Like
I feel like I'm, you know, and sometimes I feel like with all the equipment that I have, I feel like a kid that owns a fucking Bugatti. Like I'm just like, I don't know what half this shit does. Like it's hard for me to mess with the noise gates.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm barely scratching the surface with audio. And and to avoid the noise gate thing, like I know noise gate is like pretty necessary if you're doing live broadcasting.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing anything like streaming like that.
Mm-hmm.
Noise gates are kind of helpful. But for this, I can go into post and RX8 will take out the background noise.
Oh shit.
So I don't have to fuck around with a noise gate. I can just get raw audio and then do everything in the RX8 program. Like all the specific shit.
What you're saying right now, when this episode drops, someone's going to comment, actually, I own a Yamaha and what you're saying is totally wrong. Like, yeah.
I mean, somebody will have a different opinion, but that's the thing. Like, you can't prove me wrong, like, on this because, like, it's just a strategy that I use.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm trying to do the top quality shit. And because I'm saying this right now, somebody would just be, there's no way to argue that. Like, oh, I'm not going for top quality.
Right.
Shut your fucking mouth. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
Stop,
like,
yeah.
I'm doing it in the fastest way I can think of.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Is recording it raw, going to RX8, and taking an hour and editing it. And, like, it sounds like radio. It sounds cool.
And it's cool because, so, I mean, you're taking your knowledge from other, because I'm assuming you're a musician.
Not really.
Not really?
I fuck around with instruments, but it's more just for fun. So I don't write songs or anything.
So were you just really like into the local scene then? I'm assuming you're a big metal guy.
I know
a
lot of musicians.
Yeah.
And because I fuck around with instruments and stuff, and I've just known a lot of musicians in high school.
Yeah.
And I went to like a few metal shows, and I just met more and more metalheads. And I feel like I just line up in the community of like, you know, the death metal. And the super hard scene.
Dude,
like,
your hair
I fucking
is amazing.
I love all those dudes.
I wanted to say, just take a second, say your hair is amazing. I'm so jealous, dude. When I grow my hair long, it looks like The Grudge. Like, I got white people, like, just slim, thin hair. And so, like, whenever I see, like, when you're like, oh, you'll see me outside, I'm like, oh, I see you, dude.
Like your shirt.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's me, right? Yeah. But I took my love from, like, music and learning how to, like, do, like, mixing and stuff like that, music into the radio format.
Yeah, so how'd you get started in music then?
Just when I was a kid. So the real answer that I don't tell anyone, is I had a super cool uncle that was just really into, like, so when every time, I think this is the child like thing where, like, every time your parents tell you that's bad, it's hard to deviate, you know,
why?
Like, yeah.
But why is it bad?
So, like, you know, like now my mom is a huge like metalhead and stuff like that. But like, I think when I was growing up, this was like a real Americana, like Christian family values, like fear mongering. Like, if you don't do this, your kid's going to be a fucking druggie in San Francisco. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
there was a trope.
Right. So when I was a kid, you know, I had an uncle who was just like the most uncle. Like, he had like a fucking Marshall stack and a BC Rich.
Yeah. And I had an uncle with a motorcycle.
Yeah, dude. It's an uncle aesthetic. You know what I mean? Like, in his little shitty fucking one bedroom apartment, he fucking chain smokes in. And he's like, have you ever heard of Testament? And he fucking shows me Testament. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, it's like how I got super into Magic the Gathering is because I'm a huge fantasy guy. Sci-fi is cool. I'm a Warhammer player, you know, but I'm always Tolkien. You know what I mean? Like, always fantasy. And so, like, metal to me was like, this is what fucking warlocks listen to when they're conjuring the dead. You know, like, I always put everything in like a music video in my head. But anyways, so he would shred, and I thought it was so cool. And, like, no disrespect to my parents. My mom listened to, like, a lot of 90s, but like 311 kind of shit, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, and like punk and ska. And my dad was really into like Dave Matthews Band and like Soundgarden, which, you know, like weird, like, you know, just 90s. But I was like, that's so cool. Got into Metallica, first band,
of course,
you know.
Yeah,
huge. And I got for my birthday, my 10th birthday, no one beats me. I'll tell you right, I'll put it right now. I had the best 10th birthday because my parents are divorced. So on that birthday, on my dad's side, I got the Squire bundle with the little Fender amp.
Yeah.
And then I also got Guitar Hero 2 right there, right?
Which one do you play?
Yeah, right. And my mom's side, that's when I got the GameCube, bro. Like, it was the best day of my life, right? So, but anyways, we're talking about the music. So, of course, I pick up the real guitar. I'm like, it's fucking hard, stupid. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. We didn't have internet, you know? So it's like, I couldn't look up like tutorials or anything like that. It
was like tabs. That's the best you could look up was tabs.
So my older cousins told me about tablature and stuff like that. Still, it was tough. But, you know, I'd go over to my uncle's like once a month. He'd show me this, what a power chord is. This is what, you know? So I had fun with that. Immediately started playing Guitar Hero like fucking crazy, like every kid did in our generation. You know, I was out there like, I was, can you play Jordan on expert mode? You know, like, and I, you know,
no, but I could. Will
I was try. I was that guy. Like, and I was locked in my room.
You're good at
it. So yeah, I was, dude. Like, I was so proud of myself. Like, but so eventually, what ended up happening because of that kid attention span, I deviated from the guitar and moved towards Guitar Hero because it's a game and you're already shredding. So that's the real reason was my uncle. The reason I tell everybody is because one day at lunch, I don't even remember her fucking name. It was in the sixth grade. And she was just like, I think guitar players are so hot. And I was like, oh yeah. You know what I mean? So I was just like, that was all I was hyper fixated on. And I was like, I'm gonna be a guitar player.
It's like, that's all it takes.
Get the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's, I was takes, yeah, it's all it takes, dude. It's all it takes. So I just, dude, and I'm not, and it's so funny. Like the quest, you don't even know what you do with a girl at that age. You know what I mean? But like the quest of just like, what, I like
sixth
that.
Sixth grade?
Yeah. I mean, nah, dude, I was so sheltered. But like, you know, like that quest, I was in my room, dude, just fucking bleeding from the fingers. Like I would not stop. She moved away the next year and I forgot her fucking name. But now I'm like, well, now this is my life. Yeah, I played guitar my entire life. So since then, joined a band in high school. Was really close with the original members from Exiled Martyr. Don't know if you ever had those guys on.
I haven't yet.
Oh, they're great dudes. You should definitely shout out to.
I've heard the name though.
I used to live with Aaron, the drummer. Shout out to him. They had band practice in our room or in our little kitchen. Which, by the way, you know how amazing acoustics are in a fucking kitchen that has tile floors? Dude, the whole house is horrible, dude. Like,
that's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. That's gross. But I was in a band in high school. We were called Reflectionless. Did the Nile. I think like our biggest magnum opus was we got to open for As Blood Runs Black and Winds of Plague.
Nice.
That was cool. We did a show with Gideon.
What was the name of it?
Gideon. Oh, Reflectionless.
Reflectionless.
Yeah. Okay. So fell off after that.
Is the music out there still?
I think so. I think you can find it on YouTube.
Reflectionless.
Yeah, Reflectionless. Yeah,
I'll you try could to look it up.
There's definitely old like footage of like the most seen being Jacob on YouTube in that band. Like I have like my chants on and like my fucking dude, I'll never forget. It was a full set and it was khaki chants, a Family Guy t-shirt and a bright blue Vans beanie. And like, I was like, dude, I'm the hottest motherfucker on this stage right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was so embarrassing, but no, I quit after that. Not quit, but like, I just was like, hey, you know, we got shit going on. Like I just have a big boy job. Lost my delusions of grandeur for wanting to be in a band, you know. And now I just jam.
It just depends. If you're in the right spot, you can do it.
Yeah.
It just depends, like, what you're trying to do. Like, what do you want out of it?
Yeah.
Like, what you have to put into it, you know?
For me, my thing is that I love jamming, always. Like, if anyone wants to come over and play, I'm always down. If we have a couple ideas, like, oh, you know a drummer? Like, yeah, let's play. I think where reality sets in for me is as soon as someone's like, oh, dude, we can get a gig at the Underground. I'm just like, I don't know, man. Because it's like, for me, it's like, I don't want to, because I had a jam band for a little bit called Time Machine, and we were like a doom metal, like a doom rock band. It was fun.
I've always wanted to start a doom metal band.
Because I just want to smoke, I just want to smoke weed and play the same riff for 30 minutes, like, and I'm solid.
You like hit a bong in between.
Right. Measures. Like, and even when I was a kid, dude, like no one, like under, like my mom, again, she was just like, oh, it's so stupid. I was like, Bongzilla, dude, like fucking like.
Bongzilla's dope. Yeah. I saw them live. Yeah. They're so good live.
Yeah, dude,
man.
It's cool. Like when you have a theme like that, who gives a fuck? The only difference between that kind of music and like Sabbath is that Sabbath didn't make weed their entire fucking genre, but you know they were fucking,
well, all those bands are inspired by Sabbath,
right?
So it's like Right. You can't tell me you listen to Sweet Leaf and don't hear that in every fucking doom metal band out there.
I think you want to talk about, I mean, I wish if I died right now and whatever deities, like, your heaven is just reliving a specific moment. I'll tell you, dude, it was the first time I ever heard fucking Funeropolis by Electric Wizard.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a good one. Fucking bing, like that fucking, and they're so crunchy. Possible. You just turn the bass all the way down and like, or just sleep like that. So right now, like, my real music taste is more on like the hardcore slash like doom metal. Like, it's kind of cause I've been working out a lot, like going to the gym and stuff. And that's just all I can listen to.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have to make like scenarios in my head for music to sound badass. So it's like when I'm like working out and shit like that, I'm just like, yeah, you know, I feel like I'm training to be a space marine right now, dude. Like, yeah, dude. You know,
do you like groove metal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, do you like groovy kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I always recommend these two bands of people. Fucking Church of Misery.
Okay.
Is one of them. They're from Japan.
Cool.
It's like this Japanese fucking groove metal band, but all their songs are about American serial killers.
That's cool.
And it's like every song has like in parentheses, it's like the serial killer's name.
Oh, so
wow. It's like there's a Ted Bundy song, there's like a fucking, you know, John Wayne Gacy.
That's cool.
Like they have a whole album's dedicated to serial killers.
That rocks.
It's like crazy, dude. Yeah. Like, and it just sounds wild. Oh, so yeah. That's a good one to work out to because it's just crazy.
Oh, I bet.
But, and then I tell people there's a Finnish band called Demonic Death Judge.
Nice.
It's like really groovy, but it's like, it's one of those bands, just heavy bass. Just fucking super low notes whole time. And it's just slow as fuck.
I weeble wobble between like what I, cause you know, it's like, remember like going on YouTube when you were a kid and like you'd look up videos like top 10 best guitarists and it's like it's all subjective and stuff like that. So it's like, are you considering Jimi Hendrix for like the iconicness of it?
Yeah.
Or are you considering the guy from fucking Brain Drill?
Well, all the videos were different too.
Right, exactly.
One video would be like, number one's Kirk Hammett.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, so like, but I always think about that because once a year, like my Wrapped is always different. You know what I mean? Like my Spotify Wrapped is always different. But like, you know, like last year I was super into, you know, you talked about, have you ever heard of the Japanese band Toe?
No.
It's like a math rock band, you know, it's more like on the indie, like you would kind of call it Midwest emo, but in like Japan. Like
Polyphia.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's very technical. And so like I had a whole phase with that where I was just like, that's the coolest. But then, you know, same with Tech Death, you know, I was into fucking Rings of Saturn and, you know, like I said, Brain Drill and all that shit. But then
that shit sounds kind of cool though.
It is cool. Like that's, but like, I, you know what it was for me? It got to the point where I was like, I feel like when I listen to this, I'm at my buddy's house. And he's just like, look at this. I'm like, that's cool, man. We have 8 more minutes of this. You know what I mean?
Some
like,
of the tracks on the album are just all of that.
So now I really just focus on like, okay, dude, like they're just bops, you know? Like, cause I still get down to Metallica. I actually drove out to Power Trip Fest in India. I got to see them in Tool, saw Tool for the first time.
Nice. How was that?
Bawled my eyes out the entire time. I'm a crier, dude. Like when I see bands that like I saw Death Clock on my birthday with Baby Metal.
Oh yeah.
Baby Metal was it was so unreal. I was like, I never heard of them before. And
really?
I honestly say that they could have headlined that show.
Hey, Baby Metal makes me cringe.
Really?
I don't know why.
Really?
I've looked, like somebody showed me them a while ago and I'm like, oh no.
It's not my demographic. Can't. And to me, a lot of the people who listen to it, I feel like there's a little bit of ironicness in it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, get it. Like, you know, but even Death Clock, that's one of my favorite bands of all time. I was actually in their top 0.5% in fan base this year on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I've been obsessed with Metalocalypse. Well,
their songs are good, man. Like they phenomenal. Make some good music.
Brendan Smalls had his ups and downs of being kind of an asshole when it comes to his fan base and like deals with the show and stuff like that. That's why there was a 10-year gap. Like that show was unfinished. So they made the Doomstar Requiem to kind of tie everything in a bow, but there was supposed to be a continuation after that.
Yeah.
Like, but I was obsessed with that show since day one. You know,
that show's really good. I've been meaning to rewatch it,
dude. Yeah, if you have HBO Max, you owe it to yourself to. It's such a fucking funny
show. It's on
there. Yep.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'll look it up.
Adult Swim was purchased by Max, so like you can get like all the because I grew up. It's like my inspirations for music was always like just like. I like to be just as silly as like and like as possible. Really,
like, just like get into the fucking because well, I like to image of it.
Yeah, because I like to that's why like with Cannibal Corpse, like fucked with the chainsaw. You know, it's like so ridiculous. Dude. You know, like and that's like, what I thought was cool.
Yeah, dude, I went to a show Friday night and I saw Cthulhu. It's like this local death metal band, and these are like young guys. Dude.
Are they the native dudes?
Like in their 20s, I think a couple of them are.
Yeah,
but they. the singer just walks out, and this was, I walked in the middle of their set. So they were playing a song and I was like, dude, this is fucking heavy as shit. Like this is usually heavier than what I listen to, yeah. You know, it's like grindy almost.
Yeah.
And then this song ends and I was like, that was kind of cool. He gets up on the mic and he's like, this next one is called Taint to the Face.
Yeah.
And everyone just starts screaming. And I was like,
yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Are you serious? Like, this is Cthulhu. All right.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, it's a theatrical thing.
It just broke out immediately.
Yeah.
People just started running in circles.
It's dope as hell, dude. Like, for me, like, it gives me goosebumps. Like, that's why I get so emotional, is because, like, it gives me goosebumps to think of just, like, and I love all kinds of music. Yeah. I will go on record to say, like, there's country albums that are in my top, like, 100 of all time, you know? Like, but, like, with that kind of music, it's just, like, that's why I always think of, like Anthrax. Like, Anthrax always had riffs, like and I've never, like, I'm not saying to say, like, I'm, it's, like, cool to appropriate or anything, but, like to me, like, native culture is some of the coolest culture of all time. And so when you have songs, like, with Slayer, Iron Maiden, Anthrax, Testament, and they're just about, like, fucking Apaches just fucking, like, scalping dudes, I'm just like, oh, you can't help but, like, you want to just, like, it's like that dude, remember that old video, like, the Slayer fan guy when he's like, Slayer, he, like, yells it, dude, like, that's, like, you can't.
Yeah, dude, I love the native dudes at the shows, man. They're always
my favorite,
best, man. In the pit, the one on Friday, there's this native dude. He's huge, yeah. This big, like, sumo native dude, you know?
Yeah, buddy.
Every time in the pit, I would, like, go for that guy. Just, like, boom, and he was, like, trying to get me back. And at the end of the show, he came up to me. He's like, yeah, dude, when the lights went on, you know?
They're the best.
We like, hugged. He was like, yeah, dude, fuck
dude,
yeah.
Native dudes, native metal fans, and black dudes are the best hype men of all time. Like, when I was in my band, we were playing the Nile at, like, a nobody show. But
can you toss me that?
Yeah, sure. There's a part in one of our old songs that my band, I know, didn't like, because in metalcore, it's like the last thing you focus on is the fucking bass player. But there's, like, a little, you know, like a dun 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 dun, dun, you know. But, like, while they're doing that, I'm doing, like, a finger tapping thing on my bass. And I remember when I did that, like, three native dudes and these two tall ass black dudes all come up to me and they're all doing the thing, like, ah, and I'm like, dude, I feel so cool right now. And they come up to me like, that was the sickest shit. Like,
they noticed.
Yeah, and I'm saying, man, because like, all, like, from my experience, most metal fans are cool. And this is a segment I'll kind of want to get into after this. But, like, you know, most people are like, hey, good set. Hey, that was cool. I like this. But the fucking native guy that's had 25 Budweisers is your best fucking friend. I want to hang out with that guy. You know what I'm saying?
They're there. They're
on the opposite perspective. I have seen a shit ton of gatekeeping in this community more than any other genre, but it's primarily, like, thrash and hardcore.
I don't even know if it's intentional.
I think it's just because people want to make sure that you're giving what they love the respect it deserves. I think that's what it comes down to. I think it's, like, one of those things where maybe you seem like a very nice guy. But if someone were to catch your attention and you talk to a stranger at a bar and you talk about your inspirations of music, and I say something about, like, Sabbath, and I'm like, you know, like Fairies Don't Wear Boots, like, that was one of my favorites, you know, Sweetleaf, that was, like, inspirational to me. And they're like, yeah, dude, I totally get it. Like, War Pigs, like, really changed my life. It's like, that's an acceptable answer. But in your head, you're like, come on, man. War Pigs? Come on, dog. Like that's been on Guitar Hero, for God's sakes. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, it depends, I guess, on the context.
Right.
Because there's some people that, you know, and it's okay to like anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there's some, like, if somebody starts telling me, like, yeah, dude, Five Finger Death Punch is, like, the hard shit I listen to. If they start telling me that, I'm like,
MGK made emo.
I'm kind of like, all right, this guy doesn't know a lot.
Right.
You know, it's not like I'm like, oh, you can't listen to this. You can't be in this scene. I'm just like, you need to come to one of these shows.
It's like, almost
come to one of my shows.
Right.
I'll show you what metal is.
It almost feels like you have a personal responsibility to humble this person in a way.
I want to teach you now.
Yeah, you want to teach. Like, I don't want to make you feel like a dick. But I mean, if you're just like, this is the epicenter of heavy, it's like, would you like to experience more heavy?
Like, I know you've heard of 98 KPD.
Right.
But have you been to the basement in the Nile?
You know what, band, I will say, drives me fucking crazy, and I've said this so many times in my show. Anyone who rightfully claims that they're a phenomenal Volbeat fan.
Volbeat.
Dude, I want to get rid of that conversation immediately. Like, I cannot handle that band. I got to see them for free once, and I was like, I demand my money back.
That
dude.
Was
like,
I think it was a financial venture. I don't think it had anything to do with actual, like, musical.
It's just his voice.
Desire.
It's a powerful voice, but just not with that music.
It's a unique voice.
Right.
You know, it's interesting, but not interesting enough. It deserved better music behind it, honestly. Yeah. Like, the voice sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, like, the music was just so cheesy and, like, catchy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, dude, I can't listen to these guitar and like, these drums. It's like...
And it's like Muse. It's like Muse guitar on top of, like, power metal vocals. It's just interesting. What would you say? What would you say is... Because you're obviously, like, you know, your whole show is... Not whole show, but you have a lot of these guys on, you know. Mm-hmm. I love it a lot. I wanted to take time to say that. I did listen to a couple episodes since, you know, we booked this. I love your back and forth and stuff like that. But I got to ask you, what would you say is the most insufferable metalcore genre, like fans?
The fans?
Yeah, like the people who listen to it. Yeah, the fan base.
I honestly don't... I just don't like people who fucking try to knock people out in pits.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Listen to whatever you want. Like, anybody who likes anything, that's fine. Like, except if you listen to, like, radio metal, you know? Like, if you're way too into nu metal, if that's the hardest genre you listen to. Like,
I was just about to say, dude, like, I've been booming on nu metal.
Like, there's some classics out there, right? Like, Slipknot, of course. You know?
You're not down with the Biscuit, dude?
I mean... I don't personally put on Limp Bizkit.
My girlfriend's a huge nu metal fan. Like, that's, like, been her, like, and she likes everything, you know, like, everything. But, like, the way she dresses and stuff like that is very, like, nu metal.
Yeah. Well,
but, like, yeah, I give her shit all the time. I'm just like, but, like, when she puts on, like, because she won't put it on, but it'll be, like, on her shuffle. Yeah, but, like, when Static X come on, dude, I'm like, oh, shit, here we go, dude. Like
that's, like, easy listening, you know? Yeah. You know, it's like you can sing the words to the song.
You know, palate cleanser. You know? That's how I feel.
Try singing to Black Dahlia Murder.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, it's a little different.
That was another one. Like, they were so metal. I met Trevor on a few occasions.
Really? You met Trevor?
I got to, I mean, not like talk to him for 5 minutes, but I shook his hand, took a picture with him. I was like, hey, man, you're awesome.
I got the pleasure.
Yeah. RIP to Trevor. That band was insane. I got to see them with Whitechapel, and Whitechapel played all of This Is Exile, which was insane. And then Black Dahlia Murder headlined the show. And that's when, I'm gonna feel like such a poser, but their most recent album, the one that's red, because there was Verminous, and then there was the
Nightbringers.
Nightbringers, yeah, and that was such a cool show.
I saw them at the Van Buren when they played that.
Yeah,
they played the Nightbringers entirety, and then they played a couple songs in between too. So this set was like fucking over an hour. It was insane.
But hearing like what a horrible night in person, dude, was so surreal, dude. Because you just want to fucking like,
dude, all of them, bro.
And like, it's funny because like, well, one of my favorite music videos of all time is the Shitty Made What a Horrible Night music video, where it's just them partying. Yeah, and every time I just like want to slap my belly when he does it. I told myself I wanted heartburn so bad, and like in like memory of him, dude. I love that tattoo. He was the coolest dude. But yeah, no, that band was surreal for me in my experience. I lived in Los Angeles for a little bit, and I had a side gig working for like a little local nobody like zine, like where they would cover like local shows and stuff like that. And I had the opportunity to work for an event that was a black metal. I got to tell you, man, I never want to be in a room by myself with just a diehard guy named Sven who only listens to Swedish black metal. I would say in those like it was an insane show. But those are the dudes that are like, I own this cassette that this band released in 1985 that only five were made. And if you don't know about this cassette, you're a fucking loser. Those dudes are so mean. Like, I was immediately... No, dude, I'm telling you. And I don't know if it was just because I had, like, a press pass on. I don't know if it's because they were just like, the fucking press... But this dude was like, have you ever heard of Istanbuli? Like, I'm like, no, I don't know. Like, any like what your Swedish names are, dude. And he was just like... What the fuck are you doing here? Like, and hardcore dudes can be insufferable, but black metal, dude, the music is sick. Don't get me wrong. I feel like a vampire when I listen to fucking black metal. It's dope. But like, they were, to answer that, my own question, black metal, dude, those fan base is insane. Cause they're all about like.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I've seen like a black metal crowd.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, they dress the part too, you know?
But it's still
like
sick,
could be,
you know?
Vampires.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, for real.
They're going for it.
Yeah, like I dressed up on my show. I don't know if you saw it, but on our Halloween episode, I went as just like a black metal dude.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So I just obviously I had like the
so
vest
like a
on.
Vampire?
But I had like the black makeup on and everything like that. And I was just waiting for death threats from dudes in fucking Norway, just like, you don't even know our music. Like, they're just hardcore, man.
It's like them respecting your music. I'm dressing up out of respect.
Right, dude. You know, and there's a couple. I mean, like, cause you know, they're not really black metal, but like death. like Obituary, you know, like those do. Like, I, like, again, I grew up with all that because my uncle, but it's just like, I agree with you. Like, my thing is that it's just like, you can have a pit. Why are you trying to throw fists? Like, why are you trying to physically? I follow this Instagram account called Not a Pit. Not a Pit. And if you guys want to follow it, you should, because it's literally just hardcore pits and people being insane. There's dudes like throwing ladders. There's a dude that got like kicked in the face. He just falls over. The other guy just keeps going.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit I don't like to be
part And of. I love hardcore music, dude. Like, I love that fucking angry. I was a fucking Hatebreed fan when I was in elementary school, dude. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Hatebreed?
Yeah, I know, dude. I know, but I grew up. But I'm just saying, like, I grew up listening to just like that, yeah, you know, like, and, you know, like, I saw Kublai Khan, but I didn't go in the pit because I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to get fuck my ass kicked. I'm trying to enjoy this music.
Yeah.
Same thing when I saw Speed. Are you familiar with the hardcore band Speed?
No.
Dude, it's this little fucking 5'5", like he's like of Asian descent. I think he's Korean, but he is like, oh, dude, they're insane. And they were at the Nile. There are people jumping on stage, fucking fighting each other on the stage, and then like jumping off, fucking scissor kicking people on the way down. I'm like, I'm just trying to have a beer, dude. Like,
no, I can't do hardcore shows, man.
Yeah.
I like the death metal shows better.
Yeah.
Because death metal, you can like get into a pit and not like expect to get knocked out.
You just push. And you know what? If you fall, someone picks you up.
Exactly. And, easy. But it's still like I can use all of my strength still. And nobody, actually, I was getting congratulated. People were like shaking my hand because I was like trying to go against the, I always try to go against the circle.
Right.
I try to challenge myself. Like, how many people can I stop before I get run over?
Right.
And I play that game literally every time I get in the pit,
mm-hmm.
and I just cause chaos pretty much. I don't make it easy for everybody else.
You look like a very quiet guy, and that's where you get your release from. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say I'm quiet. I'm not always showing my anger though. You know, I'm always talking, like trying to joke and like laugh about everything.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like laughing about it, even if shit's going wrong, dude. That's actually the best.
Yeah.
When there's chaos and everything, like at a job site, at work or something, everything's going wrong. I'm just like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
See, I need it. I work from home, so I don't have any of that. You know, I'm by myself, so it's
work from home. I don't know if I could do that.
I've been doing it since. So I started the job in 2018.
What are you doing?
I will say that I'm a supervisor for a call center.
Okay.
So
I started, you take phone calls at home pretty
much? Yeah. Oh, I used to. Now I'm just in charge of a team. So 2018, I get the job. End of 2019, I get to work from home. I take an opportunity to be a trainer in 2020.
Yeah.
3 months go by. We all lose our jobs. I'll actually never forget. I knew it was coming. You know, I knew that the layoff was going to happen. But I was like, I'm not just going to sit, because I'm a very anxious guy. And I'm like, I'm not just going to stay here and pace the floor. So I told myself I was going to take a solo trip to Sedona and I was going to do mushrooms. Just go on a hike, do mushrooms. Fucking moron. I know. Like, I just, like, I don't do that all the time.
Sounds
but I was
like, fun to me.
I'm just, you know, like, oh, dude, I feel so Hunter S. Thompson right now. You know, just like, I just was like, fuck it. You know, like, I'm scared. I don't know. I don't know if I have a job. Like, I don't know what's going on. So. Mushrooms.
It's probably the best time to
it was great. Honestly. So I didn't have a lick of fucking service that entire time. But get this, I climb onto a rock, peeking at this point. And not freaking out, but I'm just like, I feel like the nature, I feel the wind just hit me. Like everything's making sense.
Super intense.
I finally get a bar and I swear, dude, the universe has a plan. Because literally, dude, I get a call, my boss. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Hey, buddy. Just calling to let you know that unfortunately, making my rounds, we're terming everybody today. We may hire you back. We may not. Just keep us in mind, you know. But as of right now, you are technically no longer a part of the company. I was like, thank you very much. Hung up the phone. Had a good cry. Because I was like, dude, of course I would get that call at the peak of my, like, you know what I mean? Like, and it was so metaphorical of just like letting go. You know, like, it was just like, it was almost just like I just threw that job off the cliff. You know, I came back like 6 months later. I'm such a fucking government scammer, dude. I just took that fucking insane unemployment in 2020 for like the time they offered it. And I got my job back. Like,
yeah, I took some of it too. I mean, shit. Why not?
My mom was pissed because she was like, you need to find
insanely easy.
Yeah. She was like, you need to find another job. And I was like, nah, dude, they're offering me fucking, what was it? Like 10 weeks of fucking unemployment at like, what was it? Like $600 a week. Like. I'm good.
like it's know? Already there.
Yeah. I'll figure it out anyways, you know? Because I had other friends that I worked with that did take other call center jobs in the meantime that all came back eventually. But I was like, yeah, dude, I just fucking, that's when I started the show. Because I was like, I'm getting this money. I got those fucking stimmy checks. I'm just gonna fucking buy shit like crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah,
dude, that was pretty good.
But I don't mean to, but I digress. The point is that now that I work from home, I'm jonesing to just get out. Like I have to, like, I love to just push and knock and like, I'm out there fucking, you know, slamming it. Like I can't just sit there. But yeah, once you start throwing elbows and kicks and stuff, I'm just like, who is this for?
Yeah.
Who is this for?
You start going for the head.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, don't do that. Like yeah. if you're gonna like shove and push around, like that's fine. But mm-hmm. I mean, you could easily still get fucked up. Like I definitely took an elbow to the cheek at least.
Oh yeah.
Like I got knocked mm-hmm. pretty fucking hard.
Mind if I pass over that?
Oh yeah, sure.
Mm.
I mean, look at my arm, dude. Like I got this from the fucking.
Oh! That's gnarly, dude.
It was like green. When I got to my truck, my shirt was like soaked, you know? Yeah. At the end of the night, I was just standing there by myself, like in the parking lot, like, fuck.
Yeah.
I just took my shirt off because I didn't want it to soak into my truck seat. And I threw it in the back and like, I looked at my arm. I was like, oh shit.
Dude, you got pelted, green dude.
Fucking.
See, that's
I fell more than like two or three times.
Are you an angry guy?
I mean.
Like, what would you say is like your biggest, like.
The hesitation. Mm-hmm. Is the answer. But yeah. Yeah, sure.
I just, like, cause I'm not, like, I will do everything I can to be your friend. You know what I mean? Like, I just, even in the pit, like, but I gotta tell you, dude, like, when someone hits me, red immediately.
Honestly, I get mad, but it's more like at myself or, like, you know, the things around me, like, things I can't control, shit like that. Like, yeah. I have to tell myself, you know, I can't control shit. You know, in order to not get mad at like stupid stuff. But like when it comes to like people, like I try so hard to just forgive people like and like let it go because like I can't get mad at people. Like I don't want to know what goes down, like what is at the end of that road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to start getting.
Yeah, people are freaky now.
Well, I get like my anger is freaky. Yeah. Like I get too mad at shit, you know? Yeah. So if I start like getting mad at people, like what the fuck is going to happen?
Right.
You know, I don't want to.
Were you ever a wall puncher?
Yeah, I've definitely hit some walls before.
You know,
but
for me, it's driving. And I'll tell you,
driving's rough, dude.
Dude, since COVID, I started going to therapy. Best investment. I know a lot of metal guys listen to this. Best investment of your life is you should go if you can. But it's funny because you said that because I have to sometimes take a breath and say like those like corny like. I cannot control what you do. I can only control how I feel. You know,
yeah,
like
I try, dude.
Driving. Holy shit. Like one of the first times, like when me and my girlfriend, we've only been dating for like 5-ish months, but we went up to Power Trip together in Indio. I'm mad because we couldn't see this. So were you familiar with that festival?
No.
So day one, it was Boomer City. So day one was Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden. Then you had Judas Priest and AC/DC. And then the last days were Tool and Metallica. And Metallica actually replaced Ozzy. He was going to be there.
Oh, geez.
So I wanted to go. I didn't want to see Guns N' Roses. But the other ones, I would love to see Judas Priest. I've seen Iron Maiden. I've seen AC/DC. But that would have been sweet. But anyways, on the way there, I mean, like, I drive how I drive. On the highway, 75. That's all I'll go. I'm not a speedster. I've gotten way too many speeding tickets. But people who ride your ass are fucking just, wah, you know, like I get so mad. And I could feel my girlfriend is like, wants me to speed up because she's a fucking speed demon.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there pulsating out of my hands, like on the steering wheel, you know. And one of the first experiences with this guy almost hit me. And then he turns around and almost hits me again. And out loud, I swear to God, I said, I hope you don't make it to Christmas this year. I yelled that. And it was so quiet in the car for like 10 minutes. Fuck, and she finally goes,
"That's pretty hard.
Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
that."
Like, dude,
up.
I get so mad at fucking strangers, dude. And I hate that I do that because my fear, I have to be, because it takes everything in me not to fucking, you know, like do that or like yell. Because all I know, that guy's not going to follow me and he's going to fucking put a bullet in my head. Like, you know, like, but that's where my anger comes from. It's just like the human. Like condition, like if you're in front of me at the store and your card doesn't work, so you have to like move funds around, I'm seething. You know what I'm saying? If you're at McDonald's and you're like, can I get a, I want to fucking put your head in the fryer. Like,
you know, you're asking too many questions at McDonald's.
Dude, seriously.
Like, dude, this is a fucking McDonald's.
I'm telling you, dude,
you
when, when you're at the gas station and you're just like, let me get these lotto tickets, let me get a pack of Marlboro Red 100.
Yeah, the lotto tickets, man.
Dude, I get so
but
mad.
But it's like how, like, go to the machine.
I hate it though. Like, I hate it though. I feel like I'm one bad day away from just being fucking taxi driver, dude. Like, sometimes, like, I get so fucking pissed. Yeah, like, and so I have to work on it because I've never been a wall puncher. I've never been like a, like, I've never even been in a fight really. Ever.
No, I'm the same way. I've never really fought anybody specifically. Like, I mean, I've had fights picked with me, but luckily I've been able to like diffuse it.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you know, I just try to tell myself that, you know, making them like fucking them up isn't gonna help me at all.
That's the
like,
thing.
I just have to wait. Like, that's the worst part. Like, I just tell myself, like, all right, if I just wait, this will be over.
Right.
You know, like, they'll go away. They'll disappear. I'll never see them again.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I just wait and I just like play a clock in my head, like tick tock, tick tock, and like,
yeah.
Like, dude, just have, like, why am I getting mad? It's gonna be 10 seconds.
Like, I tell people, dude. Like,
but I understand totally because I still get there.
Yeah.
I still get to the point where I'm like,
I think it's because they're strangers. Like, I think that's why. Like, if
it's because I would never act like that.
Right. And that too.
Like, I'm competent.
That's a good point.
I would just tap my fucking card and leave the store.
Or even, like, you know what? I would even maybe feel better if you turn around and say, hey, I'm sorry. Let me just, you know what I mean? Like, but people who double down and they're just like, I don't give a shit.
Try to move
over.
Give
a shit. Yeah, I don't fucking care. They can roll right past me. It's just like, dude, like, I'll tell you.
Do you at least leave the left lane open when you're driving?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a menace.
Yeah, if you're at least you're leaving the left lane open.
Yeah, dude, I'm not a menace at all. Yeah. I'm a cautious, like, I do not rage on traffic. Like, it's just people who are around me. I'm like, why are you being such a dick? Yeah. Like, at work, I have access to information, private information of these people. And my job, other than maintaining, like, because I have people that work under me, but like, if there's an escalation, they're like, I want to speak to a supervisor, it's me. There was this one guy, dude, pick up the phone, and it gets thrown out to whoever. So like, we'll have a chat that says, hey, there's an escalation, who could take it? I'm like, I'll take it, whatever. Read the notes, guy's pissed about something dumb. It's always something dumb. Like their time is not worth this $20.
Dude,
you know?
I worked at Discover for a while.
Yeah, so you get
I've worked in collections.
Oh,
I've
shit.
Heard some shit. Dude.
Yeah, dude, for real. And he goes, and I pick up the phone. First of all, I could tell he's driving. He's like, hello, like that. I'm like, my name is Jacob. I'm a supervisor, you know, for the job. And he goes, oh, no, I ain't going to speak to some homophobic slur. Put a woman on the phone, hangs up the phone. The reason why he wants to do that is because he wants to pick on a lady, right? He feels big and mighty when he fucking yells at a woman and not a man.
What the fuck?
Ridiculous, right? So I call him back immediately. Oh, I relish it. I'm like, oh, here we go. Hey, I think we lost connection. Sorry about that. And again, he hangs up the phone. And he's like, fuck you, stop fucking calling me, get a fucking woman on the phone, fuck you, bye. So, of course, I'm like, hey, we're not resolving this. You know what I mean? But I was like, dude, I have your address. I have your phone number. I will mail you a box of shit. Like, and no one would know.
Yeah.
I'll fucking mail you your fucking wife's hand. That's how mad I was, dude. Like, I was, because I'm like, you're insane.
What could I do with this?
Right, you're insane. Like, you're insane, especially because you're over the phone, dude. Like, I know that's why people feel invincible. But no, you bring up a really good point because you know there's nothing worth getting that upset about. Your internet goes down, you call your internet provider, all you can do is ask an estimate. There's no point in you yelling at them because what is it going to solve? So when people do that to me, I'm like, dude, how did you make it this far? And that's how I feel also, like, at the metal, like, in the music scene. Like, when you have some, like, when you've clearly had too many beers and you're out here being a menace, why do you think you're not the asshole right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, like, in the case of like a pit at a death metal show, it's almost too crazy to be a menace. Like, jump in the pit and try to be a menace.
Right.
Like, you're going to get shut down.
Right.
If you start swinging your arms around, three people are going to reach out and grab you and just like throw you the fuck out of the pit.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like, you can't be a menace. There's too many people there trying to have fun.
Yeah.
And the fun is just throwing yourself into other people. Yeah. Like, you don't try to like swing into people's faces.
Right.
Like,
I'm not bringing this for bleed damage, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm respectful.
If I do get hit in the face with an elbow, like, I can't look at that person and go like, you motherfucker, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
No, it's like, they fell.
Yeah.
Like, it's time to get back up and keep running.
I think it's also just it's a hyper masculine thing. Like, I think just some dudes still just have really fragile egos. It's just like, I promise you, if I knock you down, it wasn't my intention to, nor am I like, ah, you fucking pussy. Like, and some dudes treat it that way. It's the same reason how, like, I've been at a bar and I literally have said, oh, excuse me, to a girl. But, like, you know, we make like a sly joke. I've had a guy spin me around and be like, you talking about fucking woman? It's the same fucking mentality. I'm just like, why do you think? And my grandma always said this. If someone cuts you off in traffic and you're mad about it at dinner, you're the asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of have to think about it that way, you know? Like, sorry, I get really philosophical. I love to talk about emotions and shit like that. That's what we do a lot on our show. But no, dude, like, especially with that scene, because it's like, when those dudes exist, you are helping those false stereotypes. This is why we have people that say, God hates metal music. You guys are fucking Satan worshiping. Fucking, it's like, no, dude, I just like to smoke weed in my fucking house and listen to heavy fucking 180 BPMs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's nothing about that. But when you have some dude who wants to just fist fight someone in there, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you feel good? That's what you want to say. Do you feel good
right now? Yeah, luckily it's only like a really specific genre that does that.
I don't know, dude. I've seen some pretty crazy, like, I call it like dirty white boy rap, like Suicide Boys and like Ghost Mane. And I've seen some of those shows. Those dudes wild out pretty fucking hard there too, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, those people I can see that. Fucking crazy. Like,
I don't get it, man. Maybe if you just want to get in a fight. I've never really had that feeling, though. I don't want to get in a fight.
Right. I don't ever want to fight. I will do whatever it takes. Like, I will buy you a beer if you're mad at me.
If I wanted to get in a fight, I'd probably go to a gym. Like, yeah. I literally would probably, like, look into signing up for boxing fucking, like, Muay Thai, maybe, if I really want to get crazy.
Seriously. Do you have a favorite venue in the Valley?
I like...
If the first one that comes to mind, like, what would be the best one?
I'd like the Nile just because I'm familiar with it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm expecting at the Nile. It's always the same. It's easy to drink parking lot beers.
Were you going to the Nile, the underground, when they had the fucking death stairs on the way down? When they had that stair set? Okay, so remember how... Okay, so now you go into the Nile, but you have to go inside, go to box office, and then go down those stairs?
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the day when there was the outside entrance for the stairs?
No.
Dude, those stairs were like a horror movie. Like, and they were like seriously, dude, like it was like this. And that was like when I first, and we were loading like cabs and like drums down there, dude. That's why they closed it. Cause I know for a fact someone fucking hurt themselves on those stairs.
Yeah, probably like, multiple people, dude.
I love the underground because the underground to me is like when I was in a band and my 15 friends came. You know what I mean? Like
that's where the show was on Friday.
Go outside, smoke a cigarette, come back down, it smells like butt cheeks. You know what I mean? Like it's just a horrible smell down there. Horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
For me, I would say probably the Van Buren is probably my favorite. I've seen some of my favorite ones there. Or Tried and True. It's not even a local venue. I don't want to consider that, but like what is that big one with the lawn? They've had it changed so many names, but that's where like the big bands play, but you have like the seating, it's outside
on
the auction. I've seen.
I saw Slayer there.
Nice. Me too. That's where I saw my first concert was Iron Maiden at the Final Frontier tour.
Nice.
Thought that was pretty sweet. And people fucking setting fires. I saw Slipknot there. People were setting fires in the lawn and shit.
Yeah, dude. I was at the Slayer show, their last tour or whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone from the porta potties grabbed a bunch of toilet paper. Or like everyone went up to the porta potties.
Yeah.
Not from the porta potties, but they grabbed a bunch of toilet paper. Spread out this giant like 10-foot cross, you know, and right when Slayer started, like 8 people came out and like started lighting this shit up. So the whole cross lit on fire and there was too many people for security to like stop it.
Yeah.
Like they were literally like watching like
don't know what to do.
Like, we're not going to stop you. Like, we're going to get fucked up if we stop right. this crowd from doing this.
It's
like, people are going to fight us. Like, they were scared of that.
There is a danger tactic to it, dude, but I'm telling you, like...
Like, they just were pretty much making sure nobody got hurt.
Right.
Like, if a fight broke out, they would have stopped it. But nobody was fighting. Everybody was just running in a circle around this giant cross. And people were, like, jumping over it. And, like, people were, like getting thrown into the fire at some points, rolling through.
That's what's most important to me. However, unfortunately, like, safety is the name of the game. Like, yeah, you got to be safe. But if I'm there and I'm like, fuck, dude, we got to do something about this fire. And then South of Heaven plays, I don't even give a shit anymore. And I'm like, you know, like that's what I'm saying is the problem. Like, I just fucking, dude, like, I just get so into it. Like, and again, I don't want to fight anybody. I just get so into the music, dude.
I was in the mosh pit, dude. I was running the circle.
Yeah, dude.
I was with the fire. I was like, hell yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I saw last time I was there, I saw Fear, AFI, and Misfits.
Oh, yeah.
That was a cool show. I can't believe Fear was still playing. That dude's like 1,000 years old, and he's out there fucking still doing his old punk songs. I will always choose locals, though. Like, local shows will always be forever and always my favorite. Not even money-wise. It's just, like, it's so important. You know what I mean?
It's like, fun, too. I mean, like, it's more fun than just, like, a giant venue where you feel like you paid a whole bunch of money to stand there for, like, an hour, you know, and, like, pay for overpriced beers.
That's my weakness.
It's, like, impossible to go out to your car and get a cheaper beer. Like, you know, it's, like, there's something about the local shows where it's just, like, hell yeah, I can come out here for like $20 and maybe buy a $20 t-shirt from my boys.
Yeah. Who are,
like, I know the dudes on stage. Like, this,
same here, dude. Like, I was doing a photo shoot for the RIT. And I was like, yeah, they paid me up front. And I was just like, but I'm not going to ask for a fucking free t-shirt. I know you guys are out here struggling. That's my big thing.
Yeah.
Is I'm a huge believer that whether it's podcasting, music, art, fucking dance, it doesn't matter. Like, you need to be out here supporting the homies. Always. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, even if it's a share, you know, 20% of my Facebook is my family. My grandma doesn't give a shit that fucking Exiled Martyr has a new music video.
Yeah.
But you gotta, you know, like, and
I mean, it at least helps the algorithm, like, play out.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
More people see it. So Facebook will show it to more people.
Most of my wardrobe, like, though, is local band shirts.
Yeah. I need to up my wardrobe.
I
bought another one on Friday. It was a long sleeve Thrash shirt.
Nice,
it looks fucking dope.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, dude, I love a good shirt. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It looks like it's from the 80s. Dude.
Yeah,
like,
they have
their logo like 10 times down the sleeve. And
I'm so glad.
Just like, you can't even read it. Like, red text. Yeah. It's fucking dope, dude.
So glad we got past the neon color Scene Bean shirts and we're back to you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I was a proud owner of a lot of them, for the record. You know, but well,
even Black Dahlia's got some colorful shirts that are cool.
You ever been to Shirts and Things in Mesa?
Yeah, I've been there a couple
love
times.
That place.
I'm gonna go back and spread my business card around.
Yeah, same.
You gotta be at people.
You got you got cards for the show?
I do have cards for the show.
I just got cards. Yeah.
I gotta update it, though. I just got a website, so I got the domain name now, finally.
Nice.
Thingsbeyondsound.com. Don't try to go there. There's nothing there yet.
Yeah, same. I need more
pictures. I was just trying to build it and I realized, like, I have no background pictures. I have no videos. I have no, like, splash. Like, right. It's just solid colors and text. Yeah. I'm like, this is garbage.
I'm so bad at it because, yeah, I'm just doing one format, which is YouTube. I mean, I have Spotify. Like, I do all the podcast, like, links
and
stuff.
Are you going to put,
like,
your videos on Spotify?
I didn't know you could do that. I thought that was literally just for Joe Rogan. Like, I didn't know that you could do that.
Originally, it was.
Yeah.
But they opened it up to everybody. I don't know if you have to have do you use a certain host or you just post to YouTube?
RSS. And I use RSS for everything that's not YouTube. And then,
yeah, but what's the RSS? Like, do you go to a certain website to get to use that? Or?
No, it's just RSS.com. I pay $5 a month and then I put all my links. So, like, when the episode ships out, it sends it for me.
I see.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm sure there's probably more advantageous ones.
Well, I use Anchor. It used to be called Anchor.
Yeah,
it's called Spotify for podcasters now. Yeah. They just changed it to their own name, but it was originally run by Spotify in the first place.
We just did our Wrapped, and we saw that we were listened to in four countries.
So
we have obviously the U.S., but then Germany and Japan. I have two buddies who are in the service.
Nice.
But there was one randomly in the Middle East. And I was like, who's fucking getting down to the basement dwellers out in fucking like fucking Karachi, dude. Like that rocks. Like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, you know, that's what I love doing this is like when you look at your demographics and stuff like that, when you see like that 0.0001% comes from fucking Istanbul, like,
I had someone in Italy. Nice. And I was like, who the fuck is in Italy?
Right,
like,
dude.
Like that has to be like a somebody with a VPN,
probably
or something.
Yeah, like probably. Well, you just shattered my reality because fucking probably. Like it's just some.
Spotify can't tell.
Yeah, it's just my schizo-brained guy in my friend in Phoenix who just has a fucking Middle Eastern fucking VPN.
Fucking uses Tor.
Yeah, he uses fucking Tor. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's fun, dude. It's fun. I don't play music anymore. It's fun to do this. I could talk forever, dude. And that's what I was saying. Like, I love the fact that you do such long formatted videos.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you about this because one thing that drove me crazy is I used to, but I stopped because I was fear-mongering that people don't listen that long. Do you ever watch your,
even if they listen to the first hour, I'm happy. I'm like, holy shit, somebody listened to an hour
but
of
I'll
this?
Tell you this,
like,
dude,
Jesus.
The biggest bummer when I first started, and it's changed since then, but for the first like 6 months of the show, I was like, I don't know how to do any of this. It was lazy, but like, I didn't know how to do like analytics or anything like that. I finally took a look at my stats. The average viewer time was 6 minutes. On an hour and a half long show.
The average looks weird, but there's always like those three or four people who do listen to like an hour of it. And you have to like look at like which viewers or like if there are viewers who listen to a whole 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, well, somebody listened to it for the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe it wasn't everyone who liked it, but like there are a few people who listen to the whole fucking episode. Mm. Like that's cool enough.
Do your parents listen?
No.
Do they know
they don't. They don't digest media like this. They watch the news and, you know, watch TV.
So are they older parents or like
Dish
they...
Network?
Okay.
They're like right at the end of the, like right. They're like young boomers.
Okay.
We're young boomers.
Are they? Are they Fox News family?
Yep.
Okay.
Fox News, man.
Yeah, that's what my parents do.
Even after Tucker Carlson left, still Fox. Like, geez.
Yeah, I know.
What else do they have?
Yeah, right.
After that dude left, it's like, insane. he was the last interesting dude on Fox.
Yeah.
Like, even if he wasn't like the coolest motherfucker, like, he's an asshole, dude. Don't get me wrong. But, like, at least he was interesting.
Christian and I would do. Because we do, like one of our shticks. Like, it's so dumb. Like, our show, our whole premise is that we want you to feel like you're literally hanging out in like your friend's mom's basement having beers with us. Like we're just talking back and forth about shit.
Yeah, man.
And like, so we do like corny, like impersonations and stuff like that, dude. But like even outside, cause we've been friends for like 14 years. Like we've been friends since middle school. And Tucker Carlson was one of the ones that we would just go like in public and we just like, like Christian would be like, well, what do you want? And I was like, people always say that I want chicken McNuggets. Now I ask you, why is that? Like, we would always do that, like, because we love Tucker Carlson, dude. Like, is it true that the McDouble makes you gay? Like, we would, like, we'd just do dumb shit like that. Or, like, we would do, like, the other one that we'd always clown on is fucking, like, Ben Shapiro. Like, yeah. I'm obsessed with Ben Shapiro.
Oh, my God,
like,
and his,
he's such a fucking dork. Like, we would just clown on, like, Shapiro and, like, Peterson just for us. Like, that make us laugh. It's just, like, out of nowhere. I'm just like, everybody knows that I love Lagunitas beer. It's a fact. Look it up. Like we were just like, you know, like we would just, and it just, dude, and it just
that
makes
sounds practiced. Yeah,
and it just makes us laugh, dude, because yeah, Fox News is insane to make fun of. Like, you know, like, and so I would just do it with my mom all the time too.
It's
like,
so easy, man.
Yeah, it is so easy. That's what's crazy. Like when I'm on like the bike at the gym and stuff like that, it's so crazy because I go to Planet Fitness and they have, it's like you literally right here, it's like there's CNN and there's Fox. And I love the juxtaposition with like everything going on right now. It's like keeping it brief, but it's just like how you can help Israeli families be saved by Hamas, and it's just like another 2,000 dead in Gaza. It's like it's insane.
The
like
contrast,
dude,
is crazy.
It's unreal. You know, it's like driving by a billboard like off the 17 and it's like this cute little fucking child kidnapped by Hamas. It's like, fuck you, dude. Like, it's so unreal, dude. So yeah, like it is crazy that he got. Did you see the video of when he got fired?
I haven't.
Oh, dude, it's so funny. Like his camera's on and stuff like that, and he's literally reading. He's like, apparently we've been fired. Fuck. Okay. Like he just like that's it. Like that's all I saw. But like watching him leave, it's so fucking funny. But that's what we do. Like and I love that you said it's like you were mentioning that you used to do like a political show. me and Christian don't pay attention enough. And I'm a firm believer that you should. I think that we do have a obligation because we are the next generation. You know what I mean? Like, we should at least know some stuff.
Well, the reason I pay attention is because when I see that bright flash outside, I want to know why it happened. Yeah. You know, like, I just want to know, like, if the gas runs out at the pump, mm-hmm. I want to know why the fuck that shit happened before it happens, you know. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to know it's coming. You know, if we're going to run out of gas as a nation, I'm probably going to know.
Yeah.
Like, before the average motherfucker who works at Circle K does.
Yeah.
You know, the guy working at Circle K is going to be like, oh, we don't have gas today.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that's because they fucking, you know, it's $11 a barrel now or whatever.
Yeah, dude. It's that is a real fear that I have now, though, is I'm not afraid to, like, die, but, like, it is really scary that, like, it does feel like sometimes the end of days for real, you know?
Yeah.
And I tell my girlfriend all the time, dude, I'm just like, you're allowed to be homeless, but you're not allowed to just go have a plot of land and just live alone. Like, I went, like, down the rabbit hole with, like the Ruby Ridge situation.
Off the grid.
Yeah, like, and, like, even, like, look, he's a horrible person, but Ted Kaczynski, I was like, you just wanted to be left alone, man. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
Or, like, the fucking Killdozer guy. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm starting to become so red pilled of just like, dude, I'm about to get that manifesto and just learn how to make tripwires, dude. Like, get away from me.
Well, I mean, yeah, it helps to be out of the city. And mm-hmm. I'm kind of thankful for where I am. I'm mm-hmm. kind of in North Phoenix. Mm-hmm. It's not that far for me to get out of the fucking city. Like,
right.
And, like, I don't know honestly how far I could get though.
What would you do? What would be your plan?
Like, well, what happened?
Okay. Ooh, this is a good game.
You know, it's the if it's an apocalypse, what happened?
Let's say. Well, first of all, look, not to be a downer. If it's fallout, we're done. Like, we're not an antagonist. I'm a firm believer of that. But
nuclear explosion?
Oh, dude, we're where? Done. What do you mean where?
Where? Where did the nuclear explosion happen?
Well, do we really think Phoenix is a target?
No. So where would it hit?
Let's say
it's not going to be Phoenix. Nobody's okay. Going to bomb Phoenix.
So okay, I don't know this. So let's just say if LA gets hit, how long until that fallout reaches?
I mean, the weather's going to change.
Yeah.
There's not going to be rain for a while.
Right.
And then the rain is going to be poisonous.
Right.
So we have to get out of Arizona. We'd have to go west or east. You have to go way east.
So just away.
Almost anything. I feel like almost all the water on, like, the west coast of the United States is going to be fucked somehow. Right. You know, there's going to be a lot of fucked up shit happening. And honestly, a nuclear explosion on the west coast could trigger Yellowstone, to be honest.
Oh, dude, you know how afraid I was of that movie 2021 when I was a kid? Or 2012, when 2012 came out.
2012.
Yeah, dude, when 2012 came out, I literally was like, dude, like, when I saw, like, the you know, the
when
Yellowstone.
When did that movie come out?
2012. That was a fucking movie that
came out.
Out
in, like, 2011, right?
Yeah, or because, something. Yeah. It was, like, because they were talking about, like, the whole doomsday.
The Mayan calendar.
Yeah, the Mayan calendar.
The Aztec calendar.
Watching the Yellowstone part, I was, dude, when I was a kid, I was depressed for, like, 4 months after that movie came out.
This is gonna happen,
dude. I was like, we're so fucking dead. I'm just a kid. Like, I don't know what to
How old were you when that came out?
Well, I was like 17, 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you graduate?
2012.
In 2012.
Yeah. So
it was like right when you were graduating.
Yeah, dude. And I was like, I don't have any life skills. I don't fucking know how to
do that. That probably came out when I was like getting into the Navy.
Okay. Oh, you were a Navy guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went like I graduated high school. I tried to do community college. I fucked up the first semester and I was like, okay, I'll try again.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up that semester. I was like, okay, school's not for me. I'm going to join the Navy.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this, dude. I can't do school.
You did your whole 4 years?
So, yeah, I did 4 years.
Where'd you get to go?
Fucking around the United States. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
I didn't get to leave.
So I'll tell you.
I wanted to.
I want to talk about this apocalypse scenario because I got a couple other ones for you.
Yeah.
But as a sidebar, I want to go in the Navy so bad. Ever since I was a kid, dude. Now I'm a fucking like, oh, you fucking die in a war. It doesn't matter.
Is there something
Mike,
stopping you?
So my grandpa was in the Navy. Thought he was the coolest dude ever. I did my ASVAB. Did good. You know, all that stuff. I actually went through all of it. Yeah. I got my job. I was going to go to Michigan, I think is where it is. It's either Michigan or Wisconsin. One of those up there, wherever the base was.
That's weird. What were you going to do? What was your job?
I think my job was eventually I was going to be on a boat. Like, I was going to be on a boat telling Marines where to go. Like, go there. Communications, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. That was
communications.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and mind you, this is a little muddled just because since then it's been drugs and alcohol. But I was ready to go, took my ASVAB, super excited. I get a call from my recruiter. He goes, "Hey, I'm so sorry. I forgot to ask you. I need a medical form of all of your previous histories with whatever." So, sure, no problem. Whole hindsight, I should have lied. Should have. But when I was a kid, I had kidney surgery. So, yeah, I know. I was
that
just
stopped you?
Yeah, that's what stopped me. So they were like, so I literally write down, I had kidney surgery on my left kidney, deflated. It hasn't caused me issues since 2007. You know, like my kidneys work at 60/40. I had to get like a whole thing from my doctor, like just so I can accurately tell them.
Sure.
So I gave it to him. Dude, I think 20 minutes went by and he was like, "Yeah, listen, like we don't want to be responsible if you're in the middle of basic and something happens because of your kidney." So
really? That's all that it took?
Dude, yeah. And I'll tell you, want to see the worst part? 2 weeks before that was my 18th birthday and I took the liberty of getting a sailor tattoo that says "Ahoy there, sailor" on my arm.
Wow.
Yeah. And now I just have that. And my fucking patch just fell off while I was trying to do that. Fucking, I have the poser patch, my bad. But I'll fix that later. But yeah, so I was supposed to go to the Navy and I didn't. So I'm super jealous. I wanted to just because, yeah, damn, school wasn't dude. For me either. And I was
that
like,
sucks, man.
I'll go travel and see the world and fucking nope.
Damn, man. I fucking didn't disclose that I had a surgery.
Mm.
And they asked me and they just told me to wait like 4 more months.
Really?
That's all.
Dude, this guy shut me down
so
quick.
It was a hernia though. So I got a hernia repaired and they were like, "Wait, that happened 4 months ago? Like you have to wait 9 months like after any surgery." And I was like, "Oh, my recruiter told me it was like outpatient, so it didn't matter." I was like, "Oh yeah, that was a lie.
Fuck you, man." That's awesome.
They're
I should
like,
have fucking
oh, you
done
just
that.
Have to wait 5 months and then we'll send you to basic. I was like ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like the weekend before I was getting the flight, mm-hmm. they told me this.
That
so
sucks.
I was like 5 months.
Wow.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what am I gonna do for 5 months?
That like, sucks, dude.
So I just stayed at my parents for 5 months before I left for basic. I just sat there and fucking play Call of Duty. It was when Modern Warfare 2 was really, really popular.
Come on, dog.
And
yeah,
I
know
just
all about that.
Wrecking shit. And then Modern Warfare 3 came out, and like, it was Black Ops, I think. That was like the big one.
Chef's
before
kiss.
I left.
Yep.
Yeah. And Modern Warfare 3 came out after Black Ops, right? That was the one that was like coming out.
Yeah.
I thought that game was way too easy. And I was just like so bored. I went back to Black Ops.
Now I gotta ask, Modern Warfare 2, what was the try hard build?
Try hard build?
Yeah, what was the try hard build?
I mean, it was anything with stopping power. You could do a lot with stopping power.
Yeah.
That was just a perk.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, increase your damage.
Yeah.
Well, don't mind if I do.
Right.
You know, of course. AK and stopping power could get me a nuke.
Yeah.
That's all I really needed. With scavenger, you need to refill ammo. But the try hard build was a noob tube.
With the one-man army?
Anything with noob tube and one man army,
bro.
RPGs, and you're just exploding everybody.
Yeah,
like,
I remember.
Annoying.
No, dude, I was an intervention tryhard.
Oh, the quickscoper,
yeah, just quickscoping, dude, and then just akimboed Glocks, dude. That's all I needed.
I tried quickscoping and I got pretty far into it. Me and my buddy started practicing just 1v1,
yeah,
like quickscoping, and we both got pretty good at it. And we're like, let's not go down this road. Like, let's go back to assault rifles. Like, this is probably gonna be really bad.
I'm gonna be on FaZe Clan soon, dude.
Yeah, like I don't wanna do this. This I felt like I was breaking the game. Like,
yeah.
It felt like I was cheating at a certain point. I was like, this is like, if this was too easy, like, why would I use any other gun?
Right.
Like, I don't wanna do this.
Yeah.
Dude. Like,
that was me until that game's retirement. How about this? Okay, no nuclear fallout, but we got the zombies.
Okay, back to apocalypse.
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, come on, dude.
It would be easy.
Knows their plan.
It would be really easy. You just go away from anywhere there's people.
Yeah.
Just get out of the city, and then...
Where would you go, though?
How long do zombies last?
So this is a good topic of discussion because there's a lot. So I always panic. In my opinion, the people who had it right was The Walking Dead, because they can still be affected by the elements. So I'll tell you, my goal was always, I'm just going to head north, dude, as north goes. Like, because first of all, can you imagine Phoenix, Arizona in July, 2 years after the infection? It's going to smell like shit here because it's all fucking, and it's hot, but it's not hot enough to do anything to them, but zombies can 100% freeze. So that was my philosophy. Yeah. Is that like, you're not going to catch anything out there because eventually, like if you're out in the elements, you're just going to freeze. You're going to get stuck by snow or ice. Yeah,
well, the fact that they don't heal means heat would do a lot to them.
Yeah.
Heat would do a lot more than that show like gave it credit for. Like the first 115 degree weather would wipe out all the zombies.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. It would cook them. And then there's nothing to cool them down. There's nothing to like, you know, stop their muscles from cooking. Like there's no blood flow. Right. You know, there's no sweat. They would just cook. And then they would fall. They wouldn't be able to move their muscles, and they'd be fucked up. Like heat would fuck them up really bad.
So you would stay in like the Arizona. You'd stay in Arizona.
I wouldn't stay in Phoenix. Well, I would go north, but I would be able to come back for supplies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like there would be a lot of supplies unused. A whole city.
Do you have any usable skills that would serve you good in the apocalypse?
Yeah, sure. I could survive I could survive in the wilderness. I know how to gather water and make shelter and shit like that.
I used to read books on
how to
on
make
it.
Fires. And I was a Boy Scout for like 12 years.
Oh, sick. Okay.
I was Eagle Scout. Like hell I got to the top rank.
Fuck yeah, dude. Man. Top rank.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm going to hit you up. You're like 10 minutes away from my place. I'm going to hit you up when shit's the
thing. Yeah, dude. Come with me, man. Yeah, dude. I got some fucking guns.
I'll tell my girl. I'll be like, I know what to do.
I'll teach you how to hunt and skin
animals. Leave all my roommates behind. I'm like, y'all are fucking useless. Christian, fuck you, dude. I'm out of here. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Did you watch?
Everyone can do something, right?
No, yeah, you gotta have something, but you have to have something. That
you
was
carry
like the whole,
water, can
that,
you?
Yeah, that's true. That was the whole. That
can
was
you at least carry water.
Yeah, right. That was the whole thing that my roommates and I spent like 4 hours talking about. Was like you need to have a job if I'm taking you in the clan, and you even as so much as if we don't have a doctor and you fucking break your femur, I might just do you a favor and old lassie you out in the back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because you can't do shit now and you're a mouth to feed. Fuck, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to justify that.
Yeah. Did you watch The Last of Us?
I did.
What'd you think about that? I never played the game, so I'm only a parent with the show.
I didn't play the game either.
What'd you think of it?
I thought the show was really cool. I liked the amount of detail they put into it, like the survival aspect. Like, if anything happens, like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, they even showed it. I remember one scene where he was buying, like, drugs from one of the guards. Mm-hmm. And, like, the guy's like, I'm going to need that plastic bag back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what did you just say? Like, plastic bags are valuable.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It makes you rethink, like.
It freaked me out because, like, looking at it, I was like, that's a real thing. Like, that's a real, like, virus or, like, spore.
Yeah,
that does that to animals. And so like I always think of like the first episode when the guy, it's like in the 70s, and he's like, well, what if it were to get hotter? And I was like, oh shit, it's getting hotter.
Yeah.
So like I'm afraid of those fucking things because those things run. And
it's not about the environment getting hotter though. It's like our body's temperature is too hot.
Okay.
Specifically like mammals body temperature is too warm. Like they can't survive over like fucking 83 degrees.
Oh,
you know.
Gotcha.
So it's like our body runs at almost 100.
Right.
Okay. We're way above the limit for their survival.
Can I tell you that you put to rest like 6 months of, again, just paranoia of like,
I
that
mean,
happening?
You could look up those numbers. I'm probably wrong on the exact numbers, but that, those kind of virus, I forgot what it was called.
Like cordyceps? Cordyceps
fungus.
Yeah.
They can't survive over a certain temperature. That's why it's like sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's like, but if they could, if they evolved, to live at 100 degrees, we'd be fucked. But it's gonna take, like, mushrooms have been around how long?
Yeah.
And they haven't evolved.
That's true.
To do that.
That's true.
We're
take that,
like,
atheists.
I feel like as far as this evolution goes, we're like a tiny bit ahead of the curve of those.
Right. Know? That's true.
We figured it out already.
I just can't handle another thing for that is I are you a horror guy?
Not really.
Okay. I'm not a big fan.
I'm a sci-fi guy, so like it kind of intercepts it at some point.
But like Alien and like stuff like that. Like,
aliens? Yeah, I'll talk about aliens.
Fuck, I wish I had the time. Fuck, I'm coming back for a part two. But the thing for me that always grossed me out about that show is I don't like body horror. Like, I'm not a big fan of like Saw. Like, I mean, yeah, I watched them all, but
Saw
like,
is dumb.
Or like my girlfriend, she loves body horror, and she loves like the Terrifier movies. And I don't know if you're familiar. It's about like that psychotic clown, and he's like, no, not okay. Really. Anyway, it's so I tell her like those movies for me, they're like porn. You don't care about the story, you care about the action. It's like those movies don't need to have a story because there's such grotesque violence in it.
Well, now this is happening.
Right.
You're like, oh shit.
Right. You know, oh dude, this guy's like, oh, what's happening? Oh shit, this girl's getting sawed in half.
He's getting cut in half.
Right. Yeah. But like in that show, what always made me feel sick was like when what's his name's like girlfriend, like sacrifices, spoilers, when she sacrifices herself, you know, she blows herself up. Before that, like the one fucking clicker is like puts like the fucking like spores in her mouth.
Oh yeah,
I'm like I think it's so gross, dude.
Honestly, that was the one scene that didn't make any sense. Like the whole show was like, "Oh, this is fucking dope, dude! I love this show." Right. And then like, the zombie goes to make out with her.
Like it has sentience.
I was like,
"Yeah,
that wouldn't
happen.
There's nothing that led up to this,
right?
That would make it." Like act like it was about to kiss her. Like what the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was weird.
It was just so out of place.
They just had like, some Shaun of the Dead rules for a second, where the zombies remember them. Like
yeah, just they just had to be dramatic,
right?
But it's like you could have made it like more like violent. At least it would have been more like animal. Like
right,
it would have made more sense to be just not human.
Do you know how hard I laughed at the scene with the fucking beefcake zombie when like at the one of the last episodes where that fucking strong one.
It's been a while since I
seen there's like a scene where like the street like collapses and like a bunch of them come out and then there's just like, do you ever play Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the tank version of like a regular one, dude. I was laughing so fucking hard because I'm like, no way. You know what I mean? Like there's just and I know in the game there are special like infected and stuff
mutate.
Yeah. But like, dude, I was laughing so, when it's corny, I die. I fucking cackle because like it's just some fucking. This dude used to like, I was like, this dude used to work at the post office and now he's 7 feet tall, just ripping people in half. Right. I'm like, bullshit, dude. Like, but no, it's that, like, I freak out about that stuff all the time. I will admit that I was a COVID fearmonger for a while. Like, I was like, you got to protect yourself. Like, I don't know why, but I did get very, like, I know it's important to stay healthy and stuff like that, but like, I was really bad about it. Like, I didn't leave my house for a while.
Honestly, like, my life didn't change much at all.
Mm.
I heard about the COVID stuff, and I was kind of like, well, I don't really get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've never really been, like, super sick in my life. I get over shit pretty easily.
Did you ever get it?
And I might have gotten it once. Mm-hmm. Once or twice, maybe. It depends on the variations, sure, I guess. Sure. But, like, sicknesses are kind of weird now. But so I remember I was working out and doing pool electric. So that was my job. I would like dig trenches during the first half of the morning and then run pipes in the trenches and pull wire and all out in the sun, like, you know, fucking working hard out
in
the sun.
You're invincible,
you know?
Bro.
So I was like, you know, like I'm healthy and like, you know, even early on, they were saying like sunlight helps you produce vitamin D and that's essential to your immune system. Like that was like the main thing that was, you know, people were saying. I was like, oh, well, I'm fucking out in the sun all day long. Like,
see, I was the opposite. I was
what
inside.
What the fuck do I care?
I was inside all day.
Yeah. And that makes sense. Right. Like, you know, if you're inside all day and that's a totally different scenario.
Right.
You know, but I was my life didn't change at all. I was working in people's backyards.
Mm.
You know, I was doing like residential shit. I wasn't in people's houses. I had a crew of like four dudes. Yeah. We'd just be the same crew every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like we don't go out and do shit either. We're just trying to make money. It was nice, dude. Like nothing changed for us. So
yeah, I became such a fucking hypochondriac, just agoraphobic, dude. I didn't do anything in 2020 to 21. Like I got my groceries delivered. Like I fucking, it was hard, dude. Like, honestly, that's why I miss music so much.
Well, it was kind of weird actually, because I started getting into audio at the end of COVID.
Mm.
That's when I started going to Crass. And even the Crass, like the classes there, half of them were Zoom calls. So it was like fucked up, dude. I feel like I got cheated. But half of them were Zoom calls and it was garbage, dude. It was such bullshit. Like every time you went into school, like you had to wear a mask. Like, and this was like near the tail end where it was like
Yeah.
Come on, dude. None of us are sick. Yeah, like, what are you doing? Yeah. You're already checking our temperatures and no one's sick. And like, we all got masks on. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all aware. If you're sick, stay the fuck home.
Right.
Like, everybody knows this.
Right.
You know?
That's the problem. Like, but that goes back to our frustration with the strangers.
Like, early on, it was one thing, but this was like a year in.
Right.
You know? So it was like, okay, I get it. It's a school, but like, so it was like kind of annoying at the time. And then after school, I got into the live audio industry. I started doing shows at the Orpheum Theater downtown. And I was doing a lot of live shows at like the Symphony Hall in Phoenix. And I was doing convention center shit like for audio. And it was pretty cool. Like the industry of like, you know, setting up the sound for different bands. I did like monitors for a mariachi band.
Oh, so
there's
sick.
Like fucking 11 monitor channels.
Yeah.
And I had to go to each person and be like, what do you need more of?
Yeah.
You know, you need more. Everybody was like, more harp.
Oh my God.
You know, make the harp louder.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't. Like, it's a fucking
pluck
harp.
Harder, dude.
It's
I don't
a harp,
tell you.
Bro. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, so shit like that. And that was kind of fun, you know, because it's like fucking either make it work or you don't. Like, it's a super intense industry, but the schedule is just too wild, dude. You have no weekends.
Ugh.
And then you just get called like the day before if you can get work. It's like, dude, fuck. I need to know like a week ahead of
time. Yeah, like, that's stressful. I will say, like, there are times where I'm just like, yo, fuck this job. Like, I mean, like everyone does. I mean, you do what I do. I mean, you do podcasts and stuff like that. Like the goal to do this is to make this your job, you know? But I'm just like,
that would be dope.
Yeah, it would be dope. But I'm like, fuck this. Like, this is so boring, stuff like that. But you know what? I work from home. I didn't even really get to talk about it much, but like I do photography, you know, like I you know, and stuff like that. Like, but I work at a job that I get 3 days off because I work 4/10s. Like, I'm honestly in the best case scenario. So if anything, I do feel for people who have to leave now. All my roommates work outside, you know, so they are just like, oh, it must be fucking nice. But I'm a firm believer that's like the grass is greener, right?
Yeah, sure.
So it's like I tell myself all the time, like, oh, I miss working at, you know, this, that, and the other. My dad works for Southwest, the airlines, and I was like, I'm trying to get a job through there. But I'm like, dude, after almost 4 years, I don't even know if I can work at an outside job anymore. Like, so
it would
really,
be rough.
Yeah, it would be rough. Like, kudos. That's why I just go to the gym so much now, because I'm like, I sit on my ass for 10 hours. I have to fucking do something, you know?
Yeah, well, I did that live audio stuff, and then I did Crass for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then that wasn't, like, paying enough, you know, and the schedule was crazy. And then I decided to go back to Pool Electric after like a fucking year.
Yeah.
And I was so soft. And when I went back to digging trenches, dude, I was dead, dude. Yeah. I almost died on the first day.
I bet.
Like, I had to sit in the truck. Like, I literally had to like put everything down. I was like, I have to fucking sit in the truck. Like, I'm passing out. I'm like, oh shit, go start the truck. Turn the AC on.
That'd
I was
be
like
me,
sitting
dude.
There watching them work. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks so bad.
God damn, dude. That's fucking crazy.
I tried to get back out and like do a little more, at least help them like pull some wires in or something, you know, but like,
I'll keep my soft ass ways.
Yeah. I got strong again.
We'll have to have you. Yeah, that's good. We'll have to have you come on our show, dude.
Yeah, man. I'd love to.
You busy tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I go to work.
Till when?
Probably like 3 or 4.
All right. Well, if you want to come on the Basin Dwellers.
Yeah, sure.
You interested?
Do you guys do it in person?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole, sure. Like, you'll plop you on the couch, dude. We got the casting couch and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a black leather?
No. It's a sick-ass green couch that I'm still paying for on Amazon, but, you know.
But, all right.
This
yeah,
was
man.
Super dope. If I may, just plug some stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for having me on. This was super amazing.
It's always fun.
I host a show called Basement Dwellers. However, on YouTube or Basement Dweller Productions.
I'll have the links in the
I'll send you my link tree and stuff like that. But we have an Instagram, we have a Facebook, all that fun stuff. Our episodes release every Friday. If you're a Patreon subscriber of at least $5 a month, you get them on Wednesdays. But dude, this was fucking awesome. I love talking to, like, because like you do a lot of musicians and stuff like that, and that's cool. All of their personalities on stage, it's interesting when you have people come and just sit down and it's like, I don't have anything in my hand, I'm not,
yeah dude,
I don't
know, I just
want
to talk to people,
exactly, you know? Like, so I love having other podcasters on, because you know what's expected, you know. Mm-hmm. and it's like sometimes musicians are just like, I don't know where I'm going with this. You know, it's like, if it's one thing that maybe you've learned as well as I have, it's just like, I love to rant, you know, and you can just keep going.
I am literally just stealing the Joe Rogan style.
Hell yeah, dude.
I just want to talk with people and have a conversation.
Yeah, fuck it. He can like, afford it.
The people that I like to talk to are metalheads who play fucking crazy extreme music on stage. It sounds dope.
What would be really funny.
It's wild and I love it.
What would be really funny after this is you said that it's on the record. Now you get a sponsorship from Alpha Brain. That'd be hilarious.
Alpha Brain?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I've never tried it. I'd love to try it.
I don't know. It's snake oil. I'll tell it that to his face. He's full of shit.
Maybe, dude. I don't know.
Or maybe not. He's kind of a fucking short king. He's pretty fucking beefy. So,
I mean,
you know.
He has the money and he does talk to people that I don't talk to. So.
Well, we're coming for your job, Joe. So
I'm not. I'm coming for number two.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
I'd be fat and happy at number
two. Call me Afro Samurai because I'm getting the number one headband, bro. Like, thanks for having me, dude. This was awesome.
Yeah, dude. It was fun. All right, man.
Take care.
See you next time. Yes, we'll do another one.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh, there's plenty more. There's a part two coming. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Later, man.
Take care.